الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. وكان ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه يقول: إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح، وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء، وخذ من صحتك لمرضك ومن حياتك لموتك. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers, first and foremost we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us and brought us to the most mubarak of all places on the surface of the earth. أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. The most blessed places on the surface of the earth is a masjid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us here. We are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just like how when we have guests, then the more closer a person is to us, the more we want him to stay longer and longer and longer. And the more ikram and honor we will show to him. In the very same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bringing us here to the masjid is a great blessing. It is a great blessing. It is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to honor us. And the more time that we spend in the masjid, it is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepting us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to honor us. It is mentioned in a hadith, من غدا إلى المسجد أو راحة أعد الله له نزلا كلما غدا أو راحة. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that person who comes to the masjid, whether it morning or evening, he comes and he goes back home, then every time he comes and he goes back, comes to the masjid, spends some time in the masjid, whether it is for salah, whether it is to listen to the talks of deen, like that a person should make his niyat very, very broad. When a person walks to the masjid, they say so many intentions a person can make, because every step that a person is taking is wiping off a sin. Rewards are written for that person. Person's stages is elevated for him in Jannah. Person makes the intention, I'm going to meet another brother, I'm going to give him da'wat, I'm going to go to the house of Allah, I'm going to spend time, I'm going to be in salah. From the time a person, he comes to the masjid, till the time he leaves, as long as a person is waiting for salah, it is like he is in salah. So, every time we find that a person, when he comes to the masjid and he goes back, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُزُلًا كُلَّمَا غَدَىٰ أَوْ رَاحَىٰ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares for him a special hospitality. Special hospitality for that person where? In Jannah. Every time he comes to the masjid and he returns. And that hospitality is not like the hospitality that we can think of. It is something that is beyond our comprehension. It is the hospitality provided by none other than Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself. Imagine what, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our ikram, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor us on the day of Qiyamah. We are so fortunate in this time and age that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such an effort, which is the effort of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, which affords us that opportunity to spend so much of time in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reap these great rewards. What an honor it is. This is no ordinary effort. This is the effort of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. So we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great blessing, for this great ni'mat of affording us this opportunity to come to His houses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created each and every one of us. How many people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created on the surface of the earth? Billions of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us also of that ashraful makhlukat. The best of all creations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He willed, He could have made us any other creation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to be of the ashraful makhlukat, the best of all creation. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us and made us of the best of all ummah, and that is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created each and every one of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have not created you in vain without any purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks in the Quran, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think that we have created you in vain and that you will not return to us? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Remember that your life in this world is very, very short-lived. We are very, very, for a very short while we are in this world. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيلٌ. That live in this world like you are a musafir, like a wayfarer. You're just here for a very short while. مَا أَنَا وَالدُّنْيَا إِلَّا كَرَاكِبٍ إِسْتَظَلَّ تَحْتَ شَجَرَةٍ ثُمَّ رَاحَ وَتَرَكَهَا. My example, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, my example to this dunya is like كَرَاكِبٍ, like a rider. إِسْتَظَلَّ تَحْتَ شَجَرَةٍ, he's on a journey, and then he takes a rest under a tree. ثُمَّ رَاحَ وَتَرَكَهَا. And then he continues his journey after a little while. That's exactly my example in relation to this dunya. Each and every, that's why Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, when he used to quote this hadith, he says, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ السَّبَاءَ. That when you come to the evening, then do not wait for the morning. Take benefit, make maximum of that life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed you with. Then do not wait until the morning. Don't think that you will even see the morning. How many are people that they were alive yesterday, today they are not living. Today they are gone. So in the same way, one day we will have to leave this world. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَىٰ. And when you come to the morning, then don't wait. Don't wait till the evening. فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَىٰ. Don't think that you will even reach the evening. On one occasion we find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how conscious Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was about leaving this world. On one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam relieved himself, and thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately after relieving himself, he made tayammum. So someone asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that water is very close by, why do you make tayammum? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that لَأَلِّي لَا أَبْلُغُهُ, that it is possible that I might not even reach that water. I might not even reach it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was desirous that at every moment and every time that I must be in taharat, I must be in a state of taharat, that in case my maut comes out, in case my ruh is taken away, then my ruh is taken away in a condition that I am in a state of taharat, in a state of cleanliness. It was not necessary, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at the consciousness In Rasulullah SAW, what Rasulullah SAW taught us, that at any time that be prepared that your ruh could be taken away. So فَلَا تَنْتَذِرِ الْصَبَاحِ وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. So take benefit of the good health that you have before sickness comes upon you. وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. And take benefit of that life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed you with before maut comes upon us. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut wal-ajiz man atba'a nafsahu hawa wa tamanna ala Allah. An intelligent person is that person who takes account of his nafs, who takes account of himself. That how am I leading my life? What am I doing? وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. And he prepares for the life to come. He prepares for that everlasting life of the akhirat. He is preparing for that. He is doing those actions that were going to benefit him in the akhirah. He is preparing himself for those amals that will be benefit for him in the qabr. And in the akhirat when he is going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas a helpless person, وَالْعَاجِزْ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا. Is that person who follows his desire, whatever his nafs tells him to do, he follows his nafs. His nafs tells him to do that wrong, he follows it and he does it. Nafs tells him to not read his salah, he follows his nafs. And then he thinks that, no, my Allah is very kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me. The disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he expects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show him mercy. So that is a helpless person. So therefore we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created each and every one of us with an object. And what is that object that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that I have created man and I have created jinn إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. For only for one reason, and that is that how man can worship me. How man can recognize me, أي ليعرفون. That how each and every one of us, we can gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the weakness of man. That when he comes into this world, then he thinks that his object is to gain this world. His object is that how I can look after myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send us for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send us to prepare ourselves or to engage ourselves in worldly material objectives. That is not the object of our lives. That is a necessity. Each and every one of us, we have necessities of life. And to engage in the world according to that, according to what is necessary for us. The world is very, very decorated for us. It is very, very, it's inviting us all the time. الدُّنْيَا حُلْوَةٌ خَضِرَةٌ. إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا حُلْوَةٌ خَضِرَةٌ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُسْتَخْلِفُكُمْ فِيهَا فَيَنْظُرُ كَيْفَ تَعَامَلُونَ فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاءَ. The dunya is very, very sweet and very, very luscious. Al-mal wal-banun zinatul hayati dunya, wealth and children, these are all the zinat and the beauties and the adornments of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak, zuyina lin-nas hubbu shahawat min an-nisa wal-banin wal-qanatir al-muqantara min al-dhahab wal-fidda wal-khayl al-musawwama wal-an'am wal-harth dhalika mata'ul hayati dunya wallahu 'indahu husnul ma'ab. Allah says, all these things have been beautified for you. حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ Women, وَالْبَنِينَ Children, وَالْقَنَاتِيرِ الْمُقَنْتَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ Gold and silver, khazanas of gold and silver, that wealth that we all cherish. That how I can make the next million, or how I can get a beautiful home, how I can get a beautiful car, how can have beautiful things of this world. Man cherishes these things. Allah says, these are only things that we have just made muzayyan for you. We have beautified it for you. خبشة والقناطير المكترة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث. ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا. These are just متاع, متاع of this world. It doesn't have any value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافر منها شربة ماء. If it had any value, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have never given a kafir, a disbeliever, a sip of water to drink. So it's got no value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلَ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Allah says, I want to show you, I want to take you towards something that is much better. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us towards Jannah. Allah wants to give us those pleasures of Jannah. للذين اتقوا عند ربهم جنات تجري من تحت الأنهار. Beautiful gardens beneath which rivers flow. And pure wives. وأزواج مطهرة ورضوان من الله. And the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the object of our life. The object of our life is how that we can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The object of our life is akhirat. Is preparation for the akhirah. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the weaknesses of man. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us again and again in the Quran Sharif that do not go after those things. Do not go after those things that will make you forget the object of your life. You have a very, very great objective in front. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ma uridu minhum min rizq. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُتْعِمُونَ. I don't want from you any risk. I don't want you to feed me. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Razzaq. The sustainer is Allah. The Razzaq is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one that is sustaining us. The food that we eat, أَفَرَأَيْتُم مَا تَحْرُثُونَ. أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us that how we can gain His recognition. Allah, that is the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to this world. That we must gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the day and the night, لَآيَاتٍ. They are signs for people of intelligence. Those who have intelligence, they will look at all these signs and they will realize that there is Allah. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Ya Allah, you have not created all these things in vain. You have not created it without any object. You have created all this that how my insan can look at all these things and then they can gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanaka faqina adhab an-nar. Glory be to you, O Allah. When we look at all these things and we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should remind us that there is one Allah. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praises is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. That is why these four words in the hadith is mentioned. أَحَبُّ الْكَلَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَرْبَعٌ. The best of words in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are these four words. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. That glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. We have to say this again and again. We have to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that this heart can get rid of all the isms and all the things of this world, and we can bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. One is to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongues. That person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a living person. Person who doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a dead person. So therefore, we are told, complete our tasbihat, morning and evening, recite the three tasbihat, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only on a Friday, but every day. Because so much of favors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us. We cannot repay Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this great deed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to us, by which we can gain our najat, by which we can gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then istighfar, astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa wal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Man lazima al-istighfar, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja wa min kulli hammin faraja wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib. That person who holds fast unto istighfar, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out for him from every grief, from every anxiety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove all the anxieties, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out from every difficulty for him. Wa min kulli dhiqin makhraja, and from every difficulty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out for him. So such a great benefit in really making istighfar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us that how we can gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to this world. How many Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam were sent? 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. They were sent to this world. And each and every one, these were the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest people to come onto the surface of the earth were the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them and sent them to this world, that go and take the mankind out from the slavery of mankind and then link them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man, when he come to this world, and then he becomes ghafil, he becomes negligent, he needs a reminder. He needs a reminder that to come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every Nabi that came to this world, they was given a mission, that go to the people and invite them towards Allah. Invite them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tell them where they will find their success. That their success is not does not lie in mulk and maal. Their success does not lie in strength. The success does not lie in having lofty mansions. The success does not lie in things and the material things of this world. But your success lies in obedience towards the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your value lies in following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every Nabi that came to this world came with this one message. قُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهُ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُ. That, O my قوم, O my people, اعْبُدُ اللَّهُ, worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُ. There is no other ilah besides that one Allah. Don't look at your strength and say that my success is in that. Like قَوْمِ عَاد, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them such great strength. لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Such people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create before. They also used to make the statement, هَلْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَى. They forgot about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is there anyone more stronger than us? Our strength, everything is about our strength. They could pluck out huge date trees, palm trees from the ground, pluck it out with their bare hands. That is a strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. But they forgot. They thought that it was from their own side. They forgot that there is a creator behind them. There is a creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that strength. And Allah gave them that strength that how they can use that strength to gain closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they forgot about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down His azab upon them. In this very world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the wind 3 days And three nights we find that the wind blew and they were all lifted up into the skies and thrown back down, strewn like great trees onto the ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. Those that accepted the message of the Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them success. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them. And in the Akhirah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them that everlasting success. Success of Akhirah is dependent on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more deen that we bring in our life, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us successful. Our qeemat, our value, the value of insan is not how much bank balance that we have. It's not about how handsome we are. إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولا إلى أجسامكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your bodies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your wealth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your actions and then judges that person. This person, he has qeemat in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when his actions are correct, when he has deen in his life, then he has value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent many, many anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam to this world. Even we find Qarun, he was from the Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's time. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam kana min inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa fabagha alayhim wa atainahu min al-kunuzi ma inna mafatihahu latanuhu bil usbati ulil quwwa isqala lahu qawmuhu la tafrah inna Allah la yuhibbul farihin wabtaghi fima ataaka Allah ad-daral akhirah wa la tansa nasibaka min ad-dunya wa ahsin kama ahsana Allah ilayk wa la tabghi al-fasada fil ard inna Allah la yuhibbul mufsidin. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. So Qarun, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with lots of wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him so much of wealth that it is said that he needed a big group of people just to carry the keys to his treasures. So much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with. And then he began to say, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam invited him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he say? He said, no, innama utitu wala ilmin indi. All this here is because of my own intellect, my own strength. I worked hard for it. I applied my mind and I used my intellect, and that's how I earned so much of wealth, like the people of the dunya. When man becomes obsessed with the world and he makes this the be-all and end-all of his life, then he will begin to make statements like that. And he will think that he is the one that responsible for his successes. But he doesn't realize that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people of the dunya, what did they say? وَقَالَ الَّذِي who had love of dunya in their hearts, يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ إِنَّهُ لَذُّ حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. There will always be people in the world who don't have, but then they will look at the wealth of others and they will have the aspirations about those things. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوَّلُ صَلَاحِ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ بِالزُّهُدْ وَالْيَقِينِ وَأَوَّلُ فَسَادِهَا بِالْبُخْلِ وَطُولِ الْأَمَلِ. That how the reformation of the latter part of this ummah, or the first portion of the ummah, how did it happen? بِالزُّهُدْ وَالْيَقِينِ. By turning away from the material things of this world and having conviction in what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say. That's how we can reform ourselves. That's how we're going to get closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By having that conviction, when we hear the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again and again, sitting in the ta'aleem, reading the fazail-e amal, reading the fazail-e sadaqat, reading these kitabs again and again, read it in our homes, sit in the masjid after Isha Salah, ta'aleem takes place. It is for our benefit. It is for our benefit, whether we understand it, whether we don't understand it. just by listening to the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has a profound effect on our minds. It has a profound effect on our hearts. That is why we have to reread these kitabs, make it a habit. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about knowledge that man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fi ilman sahala Allahu lahu bi tariqan ila al-jannah. That person who goes out to seek the knowledge of deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the pathway towards Jannah easy for that person. So be desirous that what did my Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about this? What is my Allah wanting from me? 24 hours of my life, how I can bring it in conformance with the injunctions of Allah? How can I bring it in conformance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. So we sit in the halqas of the ta'aleem, sit in the masjid, whether it be 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. The more we sit, the more benefit we will take, the more nur that will enter into our hearts. And in our homes as well, it said that home in which ta'aleem takes place, yaksurul khair. Khair and goodness increases in that home. Barakat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. Malaika comes down into that home. Shaitan runs away from that home. On the other hand, that home in which ta'lim does not take place, the name of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not taken in that home. Kal baytil kharib. It is like a haunted house. Evil starts coming into that home. Lots of evil settle into that home. And then what happens is, then barakat and blessings leave that home. Malaika leave that home. And now shaitan frequents that home. That is the effects of not taking the name of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our homes. So that is why we find awwalu fasadi hadhihi al-ummah, awwalu salahi hadhihi al-ummah bil-zuhud wal-yaqeen. Build that conviction on the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is Allah? What we are getting for that namaz that we're reading? وَأَوَّلُ فَسَادِهَا بِالْبُخْلِ وَطُولِ الْأَمَلِ. And then the fasad and the how will evil creep into ourselves, into the ummah. بِالْبُخْلِ, when we have miserliness. By miserliness, we don't want to spend, we find it difficult to spend. Al-Bakhil, ba'id min Allah, ba'id min al-Jannah, qareeb ila al-Nar. A miserly person, he is far from Allah, far from the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ba'id min al-Nas, and he's also far away, people dislike that person. Ba'id min al-Nas. قَرِيبٌ بَعِيدٌ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, far away from Jannah. And قَرِيبٌ إِلَى النَّارِ, and that person is close to the fire of Jahannam. Whereas a sakhi and a generous person, قَرِيبٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ, he is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَرِيبٌ إِلَى النَّاسِ, he is close to the people. قَرِيبٌ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, close to Jannah. Is one branch that a person holds on to, and it will take him straight into Jannah. And that is sakhawat and being generous. Ba'idun anin nar, and such a person is far away from the fire of Jahannam. And that's how a person is saved from all kinds of bala and difficulties by giving. I met a person the other day. He says, Mawlana, you know, person wants to know how you get rich. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with wealth. He said, I didn't have anything. I started very, very small. I didn't have anything. He says, but the day I decided that I'm going to give, I must give and give. He said, when I started giving, my rosy just opened up. The more we give, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us. يَمْحَكُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. When a person gives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door for him. Opens. Let us come closer, inshallah. Let us fill in all the gaps, inshallah. Let us fill in all the gaps. Let us come sit closer, inshallah. وَأَوَّلُ فَسَادِ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ بِالْبُخْلِ وَطُولِ الْأَمَلِ. And having long, long hopes about this distant future. What is going to happen to my children now? 50 years from now, 100 years from now, I must leave behind so much of wealth so that they can be taken care of. My children, my grandchildren, my great-great-grandchildren. I'm planning for that beautiful mansion, that building, that car, that business. Different things that a person is plotting and is planning in his mind. Little does he know, Rasulullah said, that a person's hopes are there, far right in front of him. Whereas moat is right here, right here, right here, right at, like the jugular vein. Before we know it, and it's time that we have to leave this world. So the people of, like we were mentioning, the incident of Qarun, the people of the dunya, who they loved the dunya, and they looked at the dunya and they loved the dunya, what they said, Ya layta lana mithla ma utiya Qarun. So all these things are pleasures. Person looks at it, he desires it, he has that hope that I must get it. إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. See how much he has got. Lots of wealth he has got. And he starts desiring it. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِّمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And those people who had knowledge, then they said, no, what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much better. ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِّمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. It's better for those who have iman and we have amal as-salihah. And we know what happened. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ الْأَرْضِ. So Qarun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him. Because a person can never ever be successful in having, in thinking and having that conviction that my wealth is everything. And he forgets about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't attribute it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can become forgetful about it. When the dunya encompasses a person, he'll have these things. And he'll forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that Qarun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him. So therefore we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to remind the people that say La ilaha illallah and you will be successful, that link the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can give that da'wah and invite the people towards the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Link the people from the creation towards the creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From dunya towards akhirat. And from mal and things of the dunya towards amal. The virtues of amal, the virtues of salah, the virtues of dhikr, the virtues, virtues of Quran. All these amal that can become more pleasurable to us than anything else of this world. So that is when we will start getting the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then all this will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us again and again about His greatness in the Quran. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ. Allah says, say to the people, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah is the owner of all sovereignty. Totally, and He gives sovereignty to whomsoever He wishes. He gives izzah to whomsoever He wishes. He gives zillah to whomsoever He wishes. In His hands lies all good. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs all the khazana of the heavens and the earth. This yaqeen has to come into our heart. Allah's greatness. Extol وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Extol the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How more and more the greatness of Allah, the love of dunya can come out of our heart. Our iman can be strong. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the sahaba, jadidu imanakum, renew your iman. Kayfa nujadid imanana ya Rasulullah? How can we renew our iman? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, aksiru min qawli la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah excessively. Say la ilaha illallah excessively. In other words, La ilaha illallah kabul. One is we recite the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And one is that we have to talk about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our homes, to our friends, in our businesses, in the masjid. Talk about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ Allah says in the Quran, look at what you cultivate and what you sow into the ground. Is it you that cause it to grow or is it we that cause it to grow? And أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ We send down that water from the skies. Who is it that's sending it? If we want, we can make it all bitter. Who will then provide you with that sweet water? أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارُ الَّتِي تُورُونَ أَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا We can go on and go on extolling the greatness of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَةً إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ If we make the night unending up till the day of Qiyamah, who is it that will bring the light and bring the day for you in which you can, you can do your work? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the night for makes the day forever and unending up till the day of Qiyamah, who is it that will bring that night in which you can take that rest? Is there any other ilah that can bring it? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of the night and the day. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that if you have to bring, make all the trees in the world, make it into pens, and then you may turn all the seas, and then you bring another seven seas and turn it into ink to write the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the seven oceans and another seven that you bring with it, you will write the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all that will finish, but you will never ever finish encompassing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glory. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to this world for a very, very short while. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us, one is that how we can regain the recognition of Allah, how we can fulfill Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments, and also how we can follow each and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannah illa man aba. Qila wa man ya'ba ya Rasulullah? Qala man ata'ani dakhala al-jannah wa man asani faqad aba. Every person will enter into Jannah except that person who refuses. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is that person that refuses? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, man ata'ani dakhala al-jannah wa man asani faqad aba. That person who follows my way, follows the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will enter into Jannah. And that person who follows any other way, he can never ever be successful. That person he has rejected. He will not enter, he will not be able to enter into Jannah. There is only one way that we have to follow, and that is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba were desirous that how they could emulate every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person who can wake up in the morning and go to bed in the evening, وَلَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِهِ شَيْءٌ غِشٌّ لِأَحَدٍ فَفْعَلْ And in his heart, there is no malice in his heart. His heart is free of any kind of rancor, free of any kind of animosity against anyone. Ikram is about fulfilling the rights of each and every person. And not only that, but foregoing your rights, not speaking evil about anyone. Man satara musliman satara Allahu fi dunya wal akhirah. That person who hides the fault of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal his faults in dunya and akhirah. So, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a person can wake up in the morning and go to bed in the evening and he's got no rancor in his heart against anyone, then do that. فَإِنَّ هَذَا مِن سُنَّتِي Because this is from amongst my sunnah. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي And that person who loves the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he has shown love to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ And that person who loves me, he will be with me in Jannah. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they say the most happiness that came into their heart is when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them after Iman, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. that a person is that is with him whom he loves. Sahaba asked Rasulullah SAW, you'll be in very lofty status. How are we going to be with you in those high stages? Then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam waited until Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala revealed the verses. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Sahaba, Al-mar'u ma'aman ahabba. If you love the ways of the West, Allah protect each and every one of us, that we do not follow the ways of the kuffar. Their ways are becoming prevalent in us. We find that people, because of the media, etc., people are following, though looking at those ways, and they're following that way. But we have the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if we adopt the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sahaba, "Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba." A person will be with him whom he loves. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow my way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this wealth of iman. Allah has blessed us with the wealth of salah, by which we can get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدْ. The closest a person can be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is while he is in sujood, in prostration in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person, we find that is promised, is worried about his risk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, perform your salah, I will remove your difficulty of your daily bread, I will provide for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will save you from the azab of the qabr. Your book of deeds in your right hand, cross the pul sirat with the speed of lightning. All these are our concern. It is those marahil that we all have to pass. وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Each and every one of you will have to cross over the pul sirat. وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. You'll enter into Jannah without any reckoning. That is the place that we all are aspiring for. And that is Jannah. When you ask for Jannah, then Rasulullah SAW said, ask for Jannah al-Firdaus. The highest stages of Jannah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah al-Firdaus. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for us. And we will get this Jannah by bringing this iman, following all the commandments of Allah. Greatest command, the first thing that will be reckoned for on the day of Qiyamah will be our salah. If our namaz is correct, all our other actions will be correct. Namaz is not correct, then all our other actions will not be in order as well. That's why Umar radiallahu anhu used to write to his governors and say, "Inna min ahammi umurikum indi as-salah." The most important affair of yours to me is nothing, not the governance, but your salah. Man aqamaha faqad aqama ad-deen. That person who established salah has established deen. Wa man hadamaha faqad hadama ad-deen. And that person who has destroyed his salah is not conscious about his salah, about performing it in its correct time, in the correct procedure, reading the ruku and the sujood correctly. Then that person faqad hadama ad-deen, has destroyed deen. That person performs his salah correctly, the namaz also gives dua for that person and says, Hafidakallah kama hafistani. May Allah protect you like how you protected me. And that person who does not perform his namaz correctly, then that namaz also gives him bad dua. Dayakallah kama dayatani. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy you like how you destroyed me. So all this we find, all these amals, how we can bring each and every one of these actions into our life. Allah has blessed us in that all this can come into our life so easily through this beautiful effort that Allah has given us. Where we can sacrifice our life and our wealth for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah talks about it in the Quran, and Allah says, this is the best business. Everyone is looking for everyone's looking to make the best, most amount of profits today. How are we going to get the most amount of profits? Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min azabin aleem. I want to show you a business that will save you from the painful fire of Jahannam. Tu'minuna billah wa rasulihi wa tujahiduna fi sabilillah bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. That you bring iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tu'minuna billahi wa rasulihi. Bring iman on Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then you strive in the path of Allah. Tujahiduna fi sabilillah bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. In the path of Allah, would your wealth and would your own life. Everyone today will say, no, I gave my money in charity, I gave my money for the masjid. Allah says, what Allah wants from us, and what was Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala showed to us, that it wasn't sufficient that we give our wealth only, but how we also can sacrifice. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minin amwalahum. Not only amwalahum. Allah says, Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purchased our life and has purchased our wealth in return for Jannah. Both has to be given. That how we can sacrifice our own lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how we can sacrifice our wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the upliftment of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deen came to us with great sacrifice. We find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used, we find through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They made that fikr, they made that worry, they made that concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their concern. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was desirous for the hidayat of all mankind. Kana mutawasilul ahzan, da'imul fikra, laysat lahu raha, kana harisan ala hidayati nasi ajma'in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was desirous, haris, had this greed in his heart, how everyone can get hidayat. No one must go into the fire of Jahannam. That's what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was desirous of us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was harisan bil mu'mineen, raufur rahim, had this desire in the heart, and such was that sound that used to emanate from the heart of Rasulullah was like a boiling kettle. And what was that for? What was the reason for that fikr? What was the reason for that worry and that concern that was in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It was for the hidayat of all mankind. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and showed them that how they could sacrifice their life and how they could sacrifice their wealth, sacrifice everything for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You have been selected, taken out, chosen. خير أمة, the best of all أمة. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس, that you have been taken out for the benefit of mankind. تؤمنون بالله ورسوله. خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You will command towards good and forbid from evil, and you will bring iman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our work that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Rabi' ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went to the court of Rustam, what did he say? When he was asked, why did you come? He says, no, ibta'athana Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us. لنخرج العباد من عبادة العباد إلى عبادة رب العباد. To take out mankind from the slavery of man and put man into the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من عبادة العباد إلى عبادة رب العباد. ومن ديك الدنيا إلى ساعتها. And from the narrowness of this world to the vastness of this dunya, to the vastness of akhirah. Invite man towards akhirah. And وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الْأَدْيَانِ إِلَىٰ عَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. From all the injustices of all the other ways and all the other isms, towards the justice of Islam, towards the pure teachings of Islam. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. That person, then Jannah becomes wajib for that person. Is he happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, happy with this deen of Islam, and the way that has been shown to us. So for this reason we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave da'wat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited towards the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. This is my way. I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ with wisdom. أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Myself and all those that will bring iman on me. They will make this day effort as well. We find each and every sahabi strove in a path of Allah. What was their desire? Whether they were old, they were striving in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, 95 years old, was striving in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that when he is dying in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is he saying? That don't bury me where I pass away. Take me to the nearest locality and bury me there so that I can say to Allah, جَاهَدْتُ حَيًّا وَمَيِّتًا. I strove in your path, Ya Allah, whilst I was living, and when I passed away also, my body was taken in your path, Ya Allah. What walwala, what jazba they had. Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was lame, he was excused. But he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His wife also encouraged him because her iman was made. And look at his sons also. All of them, they were also already written to go out and strive and give their lives in the path of Allah. So he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how is it that my son, you are allowing them, but you are not allowing me to go out and give my life in the for this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Eventually Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam permitted him. He comes to the home, reads two rakats of salah. Allahumma la taruddani ila ahli. And oh Allah, do not return me back to my family again. And we know the incident, the battle of Uhud. He gives his life. His body is put onto the camel to come back to Medina. It refuses. So then they find out that this is what the dua that he made. So what was that jazba in the heart of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and whom? Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala experiencing hunger, falling down out of hunger, yet striving in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have left no excuse for any one of us. Abdurrahman bin Auf, the most wealthy Sahabi. But yes, it is a striving in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that what is the object of striving in a path of Allah? The object is i'la'i kalimatullah. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name can be elevated on the surface of the earth. How every home can Allah and Allah's greatness can come into every home. How every home can echo with the greatness of Allah. How every gully, how every locality can echo with the greatness of Allah. How every town, every village, every town, every city, every province, every country, every continent, how the whole world can reverberate with the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the objective of this great effort. Allah has blessed us. That Allah has chosen us, Allah has given us such a great work which was given to Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Ordinary people like us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us now that opportunity that where we can strive in a path of Allah. What a great opportunity. What a great opportunity. And we can be amongst those that on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions us, how did we spend our life? We can say to Allah, Ya Allah, I spent this gashin. I went this country, I went to this locality, I did gash in this locality, I did gash in this street. All those streets will bear witness for us. All those trees, all those stones, they will bear witness for us. This person walked and he spoke about Allah's greatness. What a great honor. What a great honor for us on the day of Qiyamah to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So therefore, when the taqazas are put forward, let us inshallah put ourselves forward. Let us put ourselves forward. Do not look at what is in our pockets. Do not look at our own capabilities and abilities. Because at no time did Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum look at those things. They didn't put those things in front of them. What they put was Allah's greatness that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do. And that's when Allah's nusrat came. And the Battle of Hunain, when the attention just turned away slightly, that no, today we have a lot of numbers, we will defeat the enemy very, very easily. Allah's help was lifted for a short while, until once again, when they realized this, and they came back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then granted them victory. In the same way today, let us not look at what we have, what is our abilities, what is our capabilities, but let us look at the treasures of Allah. Let us look at the, put our minds towards the qudrat of Allah and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah se mango. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, what is it that is wrong with me that I cannot strive, I cannot go out? My weakness, Ya Allah, make the tawbah, make istighfar. That work that Allah gave us, we took it very, very lightly. We engaged in all the things to increase our things of this material things of this world, but we have forgotten that Allah gave us this responsibility of da'wat. Allah gave us this responsibility to strive for this deen of Allah. So inshallah, let us inshallah put ourselves forward. Inshallah, the tashkil will be made.
First tashkil is 4 months, my dear. Come, mashallah. 4 months, inshallah. Whom is near, inshallah. Come, mashallah. Give your names. Mawlana clearly explained to us, my dear. Come, mashallah. Who's ready? Who's first, inshallah? 4 months in the battle of Allah. Stand up and give your name, mashallah. Umar Farooq, inshallah. 4 months. Allah accept, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. 4 months, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers, inshallah. Mawlana, Allah accept, mashallah. 4 months in the battle of Allah. Come, my dear brothers. Come, my dear brothers. Hafiz Ahmad Kadwa, mashallah, 4 months in the path of Allah Ta'ala, come my dears. Hafiz Muhammad Raoul, 4 months in the path of Allah Ta'ala, Allah accept my dears. For those brothers who haven't been to India, Pakistan, mashallah, what's our sheikh name? Muhammad Noor, mashallah, Allah accept, 4 months, mashallah. Ji? Haji MS, inshallah, Allah accept, 4 months, inshallah. Come my dear, mashallah, 4 months. India, Pakistan, Bangladesh to learn the work of Rasulullah Sallam. And those who have spent 4 months, go 4 months pedal, my dears. And 4 months foreign, my dears. Come, mashallah. The tashkil is for 4 months. Let us get accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala, my dears. Come, mashallah. Mubarak, mashallah. Come, my dears. Give our name, inshallah. What's our brother's name? Ahmed, from which masjid? There's over here. Allah accept, mashallah.
Allah accept.
Ahmed, 4 months, mashallah. Brother Ali, mashallah, from Zambia. Allah accept, 4 months, inshallah. MashaAllah, the Mubarak Jamaat is here from Zambia.
MashaAllah.
Great sacrifice they made, come, MashaAllah. All for 40 days, increasing to 4 months, inshallah, myself. MashaAllah. Allah accept, MashaAllah, from Zambia. Come, my dear, inshallah. Come, each one of us, my dear. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Allah accept, MashaAllah. Come, my brothers, MashaAllah. Brothers from all different masjids are here, MashaAllah, from the whole, from different areas. Let us give our intention, my dear brothers. Come, mashallah. Allah accept Junaid, mashallah. 4 months, inshallah. Khalid, mashallah. Tariq, Allah accept 4 months, my dear. Mashallah. Come just like this, my dear. Continue giving your names, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. 4 months, inshallah. Imran, mashallah. Imran, 4 months, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. We need Jamaat, inshallah. We are preparing one Jamaat for 4 months, pedal, inshallah, to walk in the path of Allah. Who makes need for that also? 4 months foreign, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. It's coming in the heart. Let us make intention, mashallah. What's our brother's name? Suleiman. From which masjid, Suleiman? From which area? Ji? Spencer Road. Allah accept, mashallah. Mubarak, mashallah. Come, my dear brothers. Just like this. Continue giving our names, my dear brothers. Come, mashallah. It's our need, mashallah. 4 months in the path of Allah to learn, to go in the company of our elders to learn the work of Rasulullah SAW, my dears. And then 4 months to walk, my dears, like how Rasulullah SAW walked in the path of Allah to Taif, how he made sacrifice for this deen, my dears. We also have to walk, my dears. The one brother, we met one of the brothers a few days ago, he said they went with a vehicle to Taif. He says 70 kilometers, winding roads into the mountain, he says. He said they felt it difficult going with the vehicle. Imagine how our beloved Rasulullah SAW went walking 70 kilometers plus minus. Walking in the path of Allah to draw the help of Allah, my dears. Behind this deen is a sacrifice, my dears. We also have to give sacrifice. Each one of us, my dears. Let's look in our heart and make near to Allah. Oh Allah, you accept me. Allah, you take me out. My dear, Allah has accepted this Mubarak effort of Rasulullah. Let us get accepted now, my dears. Come, inshallah. Who's next, inshallah? 4 months foreign, 4 months pedal, 4 months to go to Pakistan, mashallah. Many, many Jamaats are leaving now, my dears. Come, mashallah. Stand up and give our names. Coming in the heart, mashallah. Come, my dear brothers, mashallah. Who else makes intention, inshallah? Come, mashallah. The masjids are making effort, inshallah. Brothers are making effort whole week. This is the culmination of our effort, inshallah. Now also we know it's a peak season. This time of the year, we get maximum jamaats coming out compared to throughout the year. Last year, alhamdulillah, for December, end of November, December and January. January we had 96 jamaats came out. Alhamdulillah. This year we made intention for 110 jamaats, my dear brothers. For this jamaats to come out, we have to make sacrifice and effort, inshallah. So the areas can see, inshallah, which area, which masjid, which zone, which halqa, what jamaats you got coming out. Make niyat, inshallah. Let's make irada, inshallah. Come, mashallah. All the different zones, halqas are here, inshallah. Come. Those brothers who are coming out, also one jamaat leaving for Somalia, inshallah. The jamaat is leaving, they're already out, they're leaving this week, inshallah, for Somalia. One jamaat is leaving, inshallah. Which other areas can see, we got jamaats ready, mashallah. Come. MashaAllah, Mufti Sahab, 40 days. Pochefstan, inshallah, 40 days. Two jamaats, eh? One for local, one for Portugal, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Pochefstan is giving us two jamaats, mashallah. Come, inshallah. Which are the areas? Come, brother, just like this, inshallah. Let us talk, inshallah. Every area making niyat, inshallah. MashaAllah, Ji Qasim. Four jamaats. Pingo, inshallah, four jamaats getting ready, inshallah.
Mashallah.
One jamaat going to Australia, one jamaat to Pakistan, one jamaat local, one Masturat jamaat, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. Just like this, come, let us make niyat, inshallah. All day, let us how we can also give in, how Allah can use us for deen, my dear brothers. Do not let complacency set in, do not let laziness set in, my dear brothers. Let us fikr with worry and concern for hidayat, my dear brothers. Come, my beloved, which other areas, inshallah? Come, make niyat, inshallah. We know we've got 110 jamaats to make, my dear brothers. Allah is easy, my dear brothers. How much determination we got, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers, mashallah. Come, the all areas are here. Brothers from Zimidal, from all the different zones are here. Let us make intention, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. Which other area, inshallah? Glennon Road, inshallah. How many jamaats? One jamaat. Allah accept, mashallah. Phoenix, five jamaats, mashallah. Mubarak. Four jamaats from Shawood, mashallah. Mubarak, mashallah. Four jamaats from Shawood, five from Phoenix, mashallah. Just like mashallah. This, come.
Allah accept.
How many jamaat? One jamaat from Masjid Ibrahim, mashallah, in Newlands. And what about the whole halqa? Newlands, brothers, are here, inshallah. From the Newlands halqa, how many jamaats, inshallah? Come, my dear, inshallah. City halqa, what about city? What about Overport? 10 from city, mashallah. 10 jamaats from city, Allah accept, mashallah. Come, mashallah. Which are the areas? Which are the areas make intention, my dear?
Stanger,
inshallah. How many jamaats, mama? Four jamaats, Allah Akbar, Allah accept, mashallah. Four jamaats from Stanga, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Come, my dear, mashallah. Reservoir Hills, how many jamaats? One jamaat, Allah accept, mashallah. Allah accept. What about Palok? Chatsworth, five jamaats, mashallah. Allah accept. Five jamaats from Chatsworth, inshallah. Come, my dear, MS, 10 jamaats from PMB, inshallah. Midlands, 10 jamaats, mashallah. Allah accept. One jamaat at the moment is out to Australia. One jamaat is coming out to Somalia. Plus, they're giving us 10 jamaats, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Come, mashallah. Which are the areas, my dear brothers? Few minutes left, inshallah. Bluff, inshallah. How many? One jamaat from the bluff, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Mashallah. In such a place, my dear brothers, where salah was not even taking place, my dear brothers. I mean, the name of Allah wasn't even taken in this area. Alhamdulillah, jamaat went under a tree. They started gush from under the tree. And not in a short period of time, alhamdulillah, now Allah has given us a masjid there, mashallah. And from there, one jamaat is coming out, my dear. It's Allah's work, my dear. Allah's work is going forward, my dear brothers. It's up to us and how we can get accepted. Those who stay behind will stay behind. Those who put themselves forward, Allah will take them forward, my dear brothers. Come, mashallah. Just like this, continue making it, mashallah. All areas, inshallah, have to make fikr, my dear brothers. This is a time when jamaats will come out, my dear brothers. The young, at this point in time, our ulama, our teachers, the students, the office workers, the factory workers, all are free, my dear brothers. If we do not make the tashkil, my dear brothers, it's our weakness. Come, mashallah. Which are the area? Which are the areas left out, inshallah? Junction Halqa, three jamaats, mashallah. Vellum? Four jamaats from Vellum, mashallah. Four jamaats from Vellum Halqa, alhamdulillah. Which are the area, my dears? Come, mashallah. My dear brothers, also one very, 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 very important takaza. Now when our old workers' jol took place, our elders were stressing that the importance of taking out a masturat jamaat, my dears. That we have to take out our masturat jamaat. They've seen, our elders have looked at our whole situation, taken the kalbuzari, and they say that there's some weakness, my dear, in our masturat jamaats. So they're saying, our elders are encouraging us, how we can take out more and more jamaat, masturat jamaats in the part of Allah. So alhamdulillah, for December, we got one jamaat, inshallah, that's going local, masturat 40 days, two jamaats going to Pakistan, and one jamaat being foreign, mashallah. Which other areas or individuals say, inshallah, we will try to make a masturat jamaat, or I will try myself to come out, inshallah. Who makes niyat, inshallah? Come, my dears. You cannot stress how important it is for this Masturat Jamaat to come out, my dears. For Deen to come into our homes, my dears. We will make effort. They say a person will make effort his whole life, but he does not make effort on his woman folk at home. Then the deen will come up to the door, my dear brothers. And the day his janazah will leave, the janazah of deen will also leave, my dears. The first madrasa of the child is the lap of the mother. If the zayn of the mother is made, my dear brothers, then the zayn of the child will be made also. So who else, inshallah? Which area say, inshallah? Come, my dears. That we will try. Which halka, which zone, which area say that we will try for Masturat Jamaat, inshallah. This is our cry from our elders, my dears, not from us. Our elders have looked at our situation and saying, when a person goes to the doctor and he's sick, the doctor gives a prescription, says, this is your weakness. Take this medication and inshallah you come right, inshallah. Who says, which individual say, I will try, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers, to make a Masturat Jamaat, or I will try to come out, even if not for 40 days, at least 10 days also, at least, inshallah. Who makes niyat for this, inshallah? Come, my dear. Haji sahab, Allah accept, mashallah. From overboard, inshallah. One Jamaat, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Which are the area, my dear brothers? Come, mashallah. 1 or 2 minutes left, inshallah. Come. We'll all try, inshallah. Go back, take this takaza to our zone, halka, inshallah, and make fikr how these jamaats can come out, inshallah. All those brothers who gave their names, inshallah, please stand up, inshallah. All those brothers who made intention, niyat, mashallah. What's your name, brother? Adnan. 3 days, Allah accept, mashallah. Mubarak. Come, all those brothers who gave their names, stand up, inshallah, in their place. Stand up, inshallah. All those brothers who made intention from the different zone, different halkas, different masjids, stand up in your place, inshallah, and come to the right, inshallah. Come, mashallah. All those who made intention, mashallah, come. Mashallah, go to the right, inshallah. All those brothers who made niyat, inshallah, stand up and tafakkur will take place, inshallah. Come, mashallah. The rest of the brothers, inshallah, after dua, inshallah, we can sit in our halkas and make fikr for all the different takazas, inshallah. Jazakallah.
Subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah, wa bihamdihi, nashadu ala ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin. Walhamdulillah.